Michigan is lagging in broadband availability, 30th in the nation. More than 350,000 households, mainly rural, do not have access to that vital high-speed internet service. And in 2018, people who don't have effective high-speed internet may not have access to news or social and job connections, schoolwork, healthcare, and much more. This week, Governor Snyder released the Michigan Broadband Roadmap. The goal, provide access to high-speed internet to every Michigan resident, business, region, and community. Here with us is Eric Frederick, Executive Director of Connect Michigan, a nonprofit working to expand broadband through the state. So good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So this roadmap announced by the governor shares the very same goals as Connect Michigan. And as it turns out, you have been a big part of writing this roadmap.
Absolutely. So broadband is very close to Connect Michigan's mission. We are working to expand broadband infrastructure, but also the adoption and use of technology to help improve quality of life and community and economic development. It's absolutely critical to survive in a digital economy these days. We have so many great places to live and work across the state, and they absolutely need infrastructure and to be able to afford it and use that technology to improve their quality of life and grow.
Before we talk about the roadmap, help us to just better understand what it means to be one of those Michigan households without broadband. I mean, what are some of the day-to-day consequences for people?
That's right. So broadband impacts nearly every facet of life, from economic opportunity to applying for jobs, to access to healthcare information, which is growing phenomenally right now, access to educational opportunities. And for households that are not connected to broadband, all those opportunities are very, very limited. Having school children who bring devices home from school, because many schools are doing one-to-one device programs now, they come home and those devices turn into a brick because they can't connect to the internet to complete their homework or to read books or however they need to interact with their school. We have families that are driving those kids to libraries to get connected or to the Wi-Fi signal at a McDonald's or another location. So it can be very difficult for families who need the connectivity for school and things like that, but also the other benefits of it. We look at telehealth and telemedicine and the opportunities that it brings to allow older folks to age in place instead of having to drive or be closer to a healthcare facility.
Or
to
be driven to.
Exactly.
Yes.
To have to move and move away from their homes to be closer to healthcare facilities. They can use telehealth and telemedicine, but they can't if they're not connected. So there's a big impact that broadband or lack of broadband there has on homes and businesses and institutions across the state.
Why is Michigan so far down in the state rankings for broadband availability? Number 30 is not anything to be proud of. How did that happen?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with how spread out we are. Mm-hmm. Across the United States, the average population per square mile in the United States is about 85 people, relatively low compared to many other developed countries around the globe. Michigan's average population density is about 23. So we're a spread out population. We do have, you know, most of our population is centered in southern Michigan. If you were to draw a line across the state, crossing through Clare, most of the population is located south of there. So when we look at broadband expansion and we look at the households that don't have access, it's a relatively small number compared to the number of households we have in the state. However, it has a big geographic impact. So you start seeing large swaths of area just outside of small towns, just outside of suburban and more urban areas that because the population density drops, it's much harder to expand broadband there for a private entity, for a public entity, any entity where the number of customers drops. And capital costs increase to put more infrastructure in the ground. That low household density is really the biggest driver to a lack of broadband in rural areas.
But there have to be other states in the union that have large rural areas that have done a better job of getting broadband to their residents than Michigan did. What could we learn from them?
We can take a look at how the state and other public entities have really gotten behind this mission. We found that in our work with Connect Michigan, we work with a lot of communities across the state, and we found that where we get best results at a local level is through public-private partnerships. So it's not just the private sector responsible for expanding infrastructure, and it's not just the public sector. It's about both of those entities coming together and really understanding each other to expand.
And we've heard the same story when it comes to the roads.
Exactly. Yep. And so when we see the public sector starting to put some skin in the game, if you will, and really investing and making broadband a priority, we see that the private sector starts to work together with them. And then we see expansion into the rural areas where a purely private sector model doesn't necessarily work.
All right. I have the Michigan Broadband Roadmap here released this week. It is a very weighty report, very in-depth report. Since you've helped to write it, let me have you break it down. What recommendations do you think are the most valuable and the most achievable and realistic?
The report is chock full of quite a few recommendations, and they're varied. They're very different. The report really wants to make sure that we're addressing not just infrastructure. Infrastructure is absolutely critical for broadband and enjoying all the benefits that it brings, but we also need to be addressing adoption. Broadband adoption is, you know, a home, a business, an institution being able to subscribe to service and then being able to use it. And so the report has many varied recommendations because we're addressing not just infrastructure, stuff in the ground, but actually the affordability, the digital literacy, the talent related to broadband. So we're trying to make sure that it's comprehensive in nature and not just stopping at infrastructure. So there's a number of things that I think will be really key to improving broadband in the state and moving forward. And first is that public-private partnership model. Mm-hmm. And the report makes recommendations in helping to solidify and make model partnership agreements so that we can help communities and private sector providers navigate those waters more efficiently. So I think that's one that will really help a lot of communities across the state get better connected. Making sure that we're connecting our anchor institutions, our schools, our libraries, our healthcare institutions, our government office, public safety, all of those things that make up our communities in Michigan, we need to make sure that they have connectivity. And so there's a big push to make sure that those institutions are connected. And thereby, there's lots of residual impact by connecting those institutions. We then better connect communities at a broader scale. So I think those two things are some of the biggest points that will help better connect Michigan and get those connections out into the rural areas of the state.
So this was a big priority for Governor Snyder. He kind of, you know, unveiled that this week. He's not going to be around after the beginning of next year. Let's talk about the political hurdles that might be faced in making this something that is a workable tool that makes a difference in people's lives as opposed to a report that winds up on a shelf.
Right. And that's something that we really took to task when we started laying out this report, is that we wanted to be a guide for future administrations. Knowing that Governor Snyder wasn't going to be have another term in office, we really wanted to make it something that any elected official could pick up and run with. Broadband is a pretty apolitical topic. It doesn't really sway one way or the other. It's something that absolutely everybody needs. The challenge is, how do we get there? So I think by making sure that the report was a guide for future administrations, regardless of party, I think it really helps set the state up for great success in terms of broadband.
So what are the elements of making this happen and closing this broadband gap?
Right. So a lot of states and a lot of entities, when they think about broadband, they stop at infrastructure. It's simply the pipes in the ground and the signals in the air. However, at Connect Michigan, we really look at the access, adoption, and use of broadband. So access is the infrastructure, making sure, again, those pipes are in the ground and the signals are in the air to get connected to the internet. But we also make sure we're looking at adoption. So we also try to address issues of affordability, of digital literacy, of technology awareness, so folks know why they should have an internet connection, what they can do with it. Those elements can often be forgotten. The build it and they will come model with broadband doesn't work. Just because infrastructure is in the ground doesn't mean folks are going to subscribe to it or even be able to if they wanted to. So that's why we need to address not just infrastructure issues, but the affordability, digital literacy, and awareness of that as well. And on the use side of things, which is the end of that spectrum, we want to make sure that community anchor institutions and governments are using technology to improve quality of life, whether it's offering telemedicine and telehealth applications or expanding educational opportunities or offering government services online in a more convenient, cost-saving type of way. There's ways that technology can be used to improve community and economic development. So that's why we look at it in that spectrum.
And that spectrum is represented in the Michigan Broadband Roadmap.
It is, absolutely.
Eric Frederick, Executive Director of Connect Michigan. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.